And why do I emphasize the benefits that come with it? Rather, think about the substantial blessing involved in practicing love, the joy it cultivates, the profound grace it instills in the soul, a predominant quality indeed. For the other elements of virtue come with their own challenges, as fasting, temperance, vigilance carry envy, lust, and contempt. But love, along with the profit, also offers considerable pleasure without any trouble, and like a hard-working bee, harvesting sweetness from every flower, integrates them into the soul of the one who loves. Even if someone is a slave, love makes slavery sweeter than freedom. For the one who loves finds less joy in commanding and more in being commanded, although power is indeed appealing. But love transforms the essence of things and presents itself bearing all blessings, gentler than any mother, richer than any queen, making difficulties light and easy, stimulating our virtues to be effortlessness, yet making sin highly unpleasant for us. For example, spending seems burdensome, but love makes it enjoyable. Taking other people's goods seems enjoyable, but love discourages the perception of it as enjoyable, but rather shapes our minds to avoid it as an evil. Again, gossiping may seem pleasing to all, but love, while portraying this to be bitter, makes praising enjoyable, for nothing is as sweet to us as lavishing praise on one we love. Similarly, anger has a kind of satisfaction, but here no longer, rather all its vigor is drained. Even if the beloved hurts the one who loves, anger doesn't reveal itself, but tears, encouragement, and pleas. Such is the extent to which love refrains from irritation, and if it sees someone making a mistake, it mourns and feels pain. Yet even this pain brings pleasure. For the very tears and the sorrow of love are sweeter than any mirth and happiness. For instance, those who laugh are not as rejuvenated as those who cry for their friends, and if you doubt it, try stopping their tears. They will resent it much like those who have been grossly mistreated. But there is, said one, a disgraceful pleasure in love. Be gone and be silent, whoever you are, for nothing is as untainted by such pleasure as true love.